Democrat. You were nothing. So I got,
well, that's me.
I got some Methodist blood in me too.
Yeah, well, my mother's family was all Baptist, so I got that in me too. And they never forgave my mother for joining. She finally joined the Methodist Church after she and Daddy had been married for 90,000 years. Yeah. She finally gave in, you know. Really got
them. It's best.
And they carted us back and forth, you know, when I was real small.
Yeah.
Part of the Baptist, part of the Methodist, back and forth all the time.
One to the other.
Yeah.
And that's bad, wasn't it?
We had both, yeah. And they let us, they couldn't decide what to do, and they let us pick.
Yeah.
And we picked the Methodists. I don't know, I don't really remember now how long we did, probably whoever, where your friends are.
Have some good friends in there.
When your kids, yeah. But, what is it that people think they see at night that frightens them in a graveyard, they think they see?
Ghost.
Yeah, and if there's a house that people think has ghosts in it, they say the house is
haunted.
And if somebody asked you to go someplace with them, and you said, "Now I'll go if you insist, but I
don't want to. I'd rather not. Don't want to.
Rather not." Yeah, that's one.
Mm-hmm.
And do you ever use the expression? I know you've heard it surely around here. I wonder if they said, did they use Right Smart? Around here, like a right smart of land, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Around here. Now, if somebody came to see you and you had enjoyed their visit, you might say, "Well, come
again."
And on Christmas Day, when you greet someone, you say,
"Merry Christmas."
And on New Year's, you say,
"Happy New Year."
And if you wanted to show appreciation, and another way of saying it besides thank you might be to say, "I'm much
obliged."
And you might say, "I have to go downtown to do some
shopping."
And if you bought something, and if instead of putting in a bag, the storekeeper took a piece of paper and
wrapped it.
And if it rained a lot and everything got washed out, you'd say the crops were a total
loss.
And if there was something in a store and you really liked it, but you didn't have enough money to buy it, you might say, "I like it, but
it's too high."
And on the first of the month, you say a bill is
due.
And if you didn't have any money, you might have to go to a friend and try to
borrow.
And you're talking about the Depression, you might say in the 30s money was really
scarce.
And like in the summertime, kids might, for fun, get on a board over a pool and then
die.
And if you would have been watching them, you might say, "Yesterday they..." You were telling somebody about what you had seen. You say, "Well, yesterday that boy
dove."
Yeah. And then after they...
You know, I'm not sure I'd step these English teachers.
No, I don't care what you say. I don't want to find out. I don't know. To me, there's no right and there's no wrong at whatever you say.
And you're part of it. That's what I'd say.
And then after they...
A lot of people say div.
Oh, you have heard that?
Yeah, have you ever heard people say hope for help?
I have heard that, yeah. Mm-hmm. They say that in Georgia. I haven't heard it here, but I've heard it.
There's a few that I've heard said.
I've heard that at home. And then after they dove in, they might have...
Swam?
Yeah. Like a kid might put his head on the ground and kick his feet over, and you'd say he's turning a
somerset.
And then if you were watching them swim and somebody went down for the third time, you'd say that he
drowned.
And before a baby can walk, it's got to
crawl.
And